Okay, so we will continue with the meaning of 18th chapter. I think we have covered till about 25 shlokas, right?
23 shlokas we covered.
Okay, 23. Okay, fine. Okay, so Krishna is now talking about the three types of karma. So the panchavidha karanas of the karma that Krishna talked about, adhishtanam tatha karta karanam cha prathak vidham vividhascha prathak cheshtaha daivam chaivatra panchamam. These are the five instruments of any given karma, and he is now categorizing each of those instruments into sattvika, rajasika and tamasika. So first he is talking about the karta, the doer. So the doer of any karma, niyatam sangrahitam raga dvesha takritam aphala prayutsuna karma yatat sattvikam chate. So this karma, not the doer, sorry, the karma, the action he is talking about, doer comes next. So karma, sattvika karma is that which is done niyatam. Niyatam means that which is ordained by the shastras. Sangarahitam, that is done without the attachment to the very karma. Ragadveshatakritam, and that karma is done without the ragadveshas. Either because I like it or I hate it, I do that karma or I do not do that karma. That is not the correct attitude. I do that karma because it is ordained. I do that karma because it is my duty. It applies to every karma. And when one rises to the level where every karma, including eating food, so as basic as eating food, when one is able to rise to that level where one is able to look at every karma, not as a ragadvesha, sahita karma or ragadvesha chodita karma, but instead it is a vihita karma. So then that person is a sattvic, that karma is a sattvika karma, aphala prepsuna karma, without the attachment to the phalam, the result of the karma. That is the sattvika karma. Then yattu kamepsuna karma sahankarena vapunaha kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasam udahritam. So what is rajasik karma? Yattu kamepsuna karma, that is driven by kama, the desire for something, the desire for either the obtaining of the ishta phalam, obtaining of a favorable result or removal of an unfavorable result. So both of them are kama only. So I desire something to obtain something that is desirable, and I desire something to be removed that I don't desire or that I don't like. Both are called desire only. One is called desire, the other is called hate, raga and dvesha, but both of them are categorized as desire only, positive desire, negative desire. So when karma is done with that positive desire or negative desire induced karma, sa ahankarena vapunaha, so with ahankaram and mamakaram, me and mine, the primary factors of doing that karma is for me and mine, then kriyate bahulayasam, with a lot of effort. So in terms of time, in terms of effort, in terms of all the resources that are used, the entire life is just going in that karma. Tad rajasam udaharam, that is a rajasik karma. Then anubandham kshayam himsam anapeksha cha paurusham mohat arabhyate karma yattat tamasam uchyate. Anubandham kshayam himsam. Anubandham is extreme attachment to that karma. Kshayam and himsam. Kshayam is the destruction of something or some other, some people or something else in nature. And himsam includes violence. Then anapekshacha paurusham. Paurusham is the capability, capacity. One does not think whether I have the right qualification to do this karma, right capacity to do this karma, right capability to do this karma, one doesn't think. One does it because of extreme desire or extreme hatred to the extreme, and often including shayam destruction and himsa violence. Then moha darabhyate, under extreme delusion, having no concept of reality whatsoever. Someone who is living in their own world, thinking very, very, very grandiose thoughts about one's own qualification or capacity, and doing the karma that is typically not sanctioned by the shastras, but only driven by one's own likes and dislikes, that is tamasa karma. So these are the three types of karma. Then Krishna is now moving into karta. So that was the karma. Now karta, the doer. So he is first talking about sattvika doer, the sattvika karta. Mukta sango anahamvadi dhrutyutsaha samanvitaha siddhya siddhyor nirvikaraha karta sattvika uchyate. Same definition, just like the karma is a sattvika karma, whoever does that way is a sattvika karta. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikaraha, siddhi and asiddhi, the phalam, the result, whether it comes or not, that is in Bhagavan's hands. Nirvikaraha, that vikaram is not there for that karta. Mukta sangaha is that attachment also is not there to that karma. He is not bothered whether that karma is done, whether the karma is not done from a personal likes or dislikes point of view. He does it because it is a duty to be done. Na aham vadi, never takes credit for doing that karma. Because the human tendency normally is to take credit for every karma that is done. And typically for good karmas, one wants to take credit, and for bad karmas, one wants to blame it on something else. But here, it doesn't matter, good, bad, whatever it is, shastra vihita karmas that sattvika karta does, and does not take credit. But typically the problem is when one develops this attitude of non-attachment to the phalam, non-attachment to the karma, and when such attitude is advised, one typically thinks that that person does not have any interest in doing that karma. He does it just passively because it is supposed to be done by the shastra, but otherwise there is no real interest in doing that karma. But here Krishna is saying this combination is an extremely rare combination for the sattvika karta. Dhruti utsaha samanvitaha. Dhruti is determination, utsaham is that energy with which one performs the karma. That determination is there, that utsaham is there to do the karma. Why? Because it is my duty to do this karma. So that determination and energy is there. At the same time, extreme detachment is also there for the karma and for the result of the karma. A very, very polarized set of qualifications. And to develop them simultaneously is extremely difficult. And one who is able to master such qualifications or such polarized qualifications together, that person is a rare person, and that person is called a sattvika karta. Now, rajasika karta. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu lubdho himsatmako ashuchihi harsha shokanvita karta rajasa parikirtitaha. Who is a rajasika karta? Harsha shokanvitaha. Harsha and shoka. So one who is attached to this harsham. Harsham is happiness, shokam is sorrow. So if something happens favorably, he's happy. When something does not happen favorably, that person is very sad. So extremely attached to the result of the karma. Then ragi is ragam. Ragam is attachment. Ragam is attachment. Similarly, ragi is one who is attached. So along with ragam, dvesham is also implicitly included. So ragadveshas or harshashokas. So one who is driven by ragadveshas. And karma phala prepsuhu, one who is driven by this karma phalam, always karma phalam. What am I getting out of this? That is the entire method of thinking of that person. For doing anything, what am I getting out of this? So that is the mode of thinking of this Rajasic Karta. So always thinking about the benefit that one is going to get out of such karma. Lubdhaha is selfish person. One who is a very selfish person. I want everything. I want everything for me, for my family, for my children. Like always that narrow-mindedness that is defined by that aham and mama. Himsatmakaha ashuchihi. So to achieve such favorable results, one often or even sometimes does not even hesitate to hurt others. To achieve something good for oneself. Himsa means to cause hurt to others, to cause a damage to others. So even if others lose something, I don't care, because in that process, I am making a profit. Ashuchihi means one who is impure in thoughts, impure in action, and impure in words. So there is no 100% truthy towards the truth. So one can easily lie. One has that silver tongue. Easily one can talk this way, one can talk that way. So according to the situation, one can just mold one's personality. That is a Rajasika Karta. Then Ayukta Prakrita Stabdha Shekho Naishkurtiko Lasaha Vishadi Dirgha Sutricha Karta Tamasa Uchite. So who is a Tamasik Karta? The Tamasik Karta is Dirgha Sutri, one who is always putting off things. One who is always putting off things because one thinks that it is a difficult thing to do, because I don't like to do it. I don't like to do it. It is not an enjoyable karma. So I will put it off. I will put it off and just keep on going procrastinating. Dirgha Sutra. Then Vishadi. Vishadi is always looking at the negative side of things. Always to do something, to any situation, any relationship, any action, one only looks at the negative side of things and worries about the negative, not just worries, but he's habitual about the negativity of things and situations and persons and relationships, etc. Then naishkritiko lasaha, naishkritikaha. Naishkritiko lasaha means for no reason one wants to sort of distract other people, disturb other people, and meddle with their affairs where one does not have any business to do so. So that is also a tamasic karta. Shataha is a very adamant person. Adamancy is in terms of, I like this, I don't like this. I don't care what the Shastra says, what the learned people say, what the Guru says, what whoever says, this is what I think is right, this is what I like it, this is what I don't like. Therefore, this is how I am going to do it. So that is a Shataha. And Stabdaha. Stabdaha is one who is dull, one who is inert. In terms of being able to understand and learn things that are supposed to be done correctly. One who is either not interested in learning or not capable of learning. Then Prakritaha. Prakritaha is one who is very crude in nature. One whose nature is not refined, very crude in terms of words, thoughts, actions. There is no refinement, there is no learning, there is no sophistication whatsoever. Very, very crude in nature. And ayuktaha means one is improperly qualified, one who is absolutely not qualified to do something, but one does not think about one's qualification. He just jumps into everything. And that person, that karta is called a tamasik karta. So far Krishna has talked about karma and karta from a sattvic, rajasic and tamasic point of view. So before we go further, any questions on this?
One question, Guru Garu, in the rajasic karta, it said like selfish and the person with the hurting others, is that also considered rajasic? Isn't that as tamasic if you are like hurting other people?
Hurting other people like may not really here himsa doesn't mean that that violence that defines a tamasic nature. Here himsa means at the cost of other people or everything else in nature, I want to get benefited. That is himsa here. So himsa here doesn't mean violence or physical violence, verbal violence, or you know, doing some evil karma or something like that. That is definitely tamasic in nature. But here himsa means a little different. Here himsa means at the expense of others, I want to be benefited. That is rajasic nature.
Thank you.
I come first, my family comes first, my circle comes first, then everything else.
In basically it's saying like even if they basically loses something, I want to gain, is that is the kind of thing, not like right. Really like making them suffer or thing like when it
even,
comes
it's not actively making them suffer, it could be even passive. Even if they suffer, I don't care, as long as I am benefiting and I and my people are benefiting. Whatever happens to the other people, other entities in nature, I don't care. I will just exploit it. I will use it to my advantage. So he may not be scheming and planning to hurt other people and other entities, but in the process of his own selfishness, even if something happens to others, he doesn't mind.
Kind of like not a planned one, but it is like in spite of hurting other people, getting benefit is what tamasic is a rajasic.
Yeah, that rajasic person is
when it is a planned, it is considered tamasic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So far we did karma and karta. Now let us look at buddhi. Buddhi vedam, Krishna is now talking about what is a sattvika buddhi, rajasika buddhi and a tamasika buddhi. Pravrittincha nivrittincha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham mokshancha yaveti buddhissa partha sattviki. What is a sattvika buddhi? Sattvika intelligence is that one clearly understands what is pravritti, what is nivritti. Pravritti means what is bondage, bandham, what is moksham, what is liberation, what is the difference between being bound and being liberated, what is to be done from being bound to being liberated, what is the difference between karyam and akaryam, what are to be done according to shastra, what is not to be done according to shastra, and bhayam and abhayam, what causes fear. So anything that is selfish in nature and attachment to that selfish nature causes bhayam, and when there is no selfishness, when tyagam is involved, there is no bhayam. So a buddhi that clearly understands these things, especially the pravritti, the nivritti, the bandham, the moksham, and acts accordingly, that buddhi is sattvika buddhi. So essentially, a buddhi that rises above all the petty things of the material world and thinks about always and is interested in developing in terms of the ultimate goal of life, that is the sattvika buddhi. Then, yaya dharmam adharmancha karyancha karyamevacha ayathavat prajanati buddhisapartha rajasi. So rajasika buddhi is that which does not clearly understand these things. What is dharmam? What is the adharmam? There is always confusion. What is karyam? What is akaryam? What is to be done? What is not to be done? Always a confusion. What is vihitam? What is avihitam? Always a confusion. And what is bandham, what is moksham, always a confusion. So there is this ongoing confusion all the time in that buddhi. There is no clarity of thought. There is no clear plan for one's life in terms of what is my highest priority, what is to be done, what is not to be done, what is it that needs to be achieved at the end, what is not worth spending time and energy over eternally in terms of achieving. There is always confusion. One does not make always right the right priorities. Always the priorities are confused, the priorities are wrong, the priorities are misplaced, and the buddhi is always thinking about the wrong priorities, working towards the wrong priorities. All that confusion in the buddhi is called a rajasika buddhi. Then adharmam dharmam itiya manyate tamasavrata sarvarthan viparitamscha buddhisapartha tamasi. So tamasi buddhi is very clear. Whatever is dharmam, it understands as adharmam. Whatever is adharmam, it understands as dharmam. So completely mirror image, completely diagonally understanding what is to be done, what is not to be done. So the tamasika buddhi always understands the bondage as sukham and the liberation as dukham. Always considers the material pleasures as the sukham and the eternal pleasures as dukkham. Dharma as wrong, adharma as correct. So always has this completely reversed understanding of everything that is right and correct and supposed to be done, and acts accordingly. That is the tamasika buddhi. So in terms of buddhi also, the sattvika buddhi, rajasika buddhi, and tamasika buddhi, Krishna is delineating here. And then there are a few other things that he talks about. Since these are sort of practically important to understand what is sattvika, what is rajasika, what is tamasika, I am going over many of these shlokas one by one. But when it comes to sort of going over a summary of the teaching of this Krishna's teaching, then I will go and skip some shlokas and give you the summary. But since some of these shlokas are important to understand one by one, I'm going through one by one. So 32 shlokas are done. Then next class, we will pick up the 33rd shloka. Okay. Any questions so far?
Gurugar, a person with complete sattvic mind, can we say that he has all the qualities, he has attained all the qualities of sadhana, chatushtya, sampatti?
Not really. I mean, it could be sattvika mind, but sattvika mind in terms of achieving that karma yogam and achieving the understanding. There is a difference between understanding and internalization. And understanding is the first step of the sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. But really the internalization is the real requirement. For example, mumukshutvam. I understand what mumukshutvam is. So my buddhi understands what mumukshutvam is. My buddhi understands what vairagyam is. My buddhi understands what vivekam is. But I may not always act that way. So my buddhi is sattvic, but my nature is still not sattvic yet. But only when I act according to that buddhi, then I have developed vairagya. Like, for example, Duryodhana, right? Duryodhana, when he is asked, like, why do you keep doing the things that you do that are adharmam? He says, janami dharmam. I know what dharma is. Janami dharmam. Nachame pravrittihi, but I am not interested in following it. Janami adharmam, I know what adharma is. Nachame nivrittihi, but I don't want to go away from adharma. My internal nature doesn't want to go away from adharma, but I perfectly understand what dharma is, what adharma is, what is right, what is not right. In many instances in Mahabharata, he gives very, very wise counsel to a lot of people. He even talks a lot about Vedanta, Atma and all that. But when it comes to the action, he says, Nachame dharma pravrittihi, nachame adharma nivrittihi. I don't want to go towards dharma. My nature doesn't want to go towards dharma. My nature doesn't want to go away from adharma. So such buddhi, that buddhi may be sattvic in nature, but what that has to be finally internalized. Only then the true vairagya comes, the true viveka comes, true mumukshatvam comes, and the true samadhi shakti sampatti comes. And that is what is real samadhi shakti sampatti.
Okay, thanks Guru.
On that point, Guru Garu, like if the karta is the sattvic karta, so where he fits in, like the buddhi is basically the understanding. If the person, the karta itself is the sattvic, does that consider like in the sadhana chitushtai sampatti, where it belongs, like will that basically consider like in the next step or like that is the...
See, any one of them is not enough. When you don't have the right understanding, being a sattvika karta is impossible. Even if you have the right understanding, sometimes being a sattvika karta is not possible. So shastras talk about three shaktis that we all always have: the Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, and Kriya Shakti. So the Ichha Shakti is one's likes and dislikes. Jnana Shakti is one's knowledge, and Kriya Shakti is one's ability to do things. So when the Ichha Shakti is Rajasic and Tamasic, my interests are Rajasic and Tamasic, but my Jnana Shakti is Sattvic. I know everything. I know what Shastra says. I know what correct conduct is. I know what Dharma is. I know what Adharma is, but my Ichha is not there. Then that person cannot become a true sadhaka. Ichha and jnana are there, but kriya shakti is not there. So the karta part is not there. The karta is a rajasic karta or a tamasic karta. I understand. I like to do it. I want to do it, but I am incapable. I lack that sankalpa shakti. I lack that dhriti. I lack that determination. My mind is too weak. My sankalpa shakti is not there. That kriya, I'm not able to convert. So a lot of people are there. They know everything. They also want to do good. But when it comes to the point of doing it, that ajnana, that maya, that shatha, everything, it comes. Take a simple thing. So many times we have heard that our nitya karmas have to be done. We all know that. We all like to do that, but we fail to do that because that dhriti is not there. That karta does not become a sattvika karta. So only when that ichha shakti, kriya shakti, jnana shakti, all three of them become sattvic in nature, then that person can become a real sadhaka. Until then, it is only spots here. That sattvika attitude is there. That sattvika attitude is there. One is able to understand and express what the good things are. One is able to even show the interest in good things. But deep down, one is still not there in terms of achieving that sattvika attitude.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, I will stop this recording.